Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now. Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Wow. I almost forgot to join in on that one. Yep.
You were like that show. Do you ever like pause your show and then start it back and the people's lips are moving way off
from
the
voice? Oh, there's nothing that frustrates me more than that. Oh, my heavens. Well, there is. There's a lot of things that frustrate me, but that's pretty frustrating.
Would you like to list some of those things, Jenna? The things that frustrate Jenna?
Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Smacking as you're chewing.
Oh, that's a big one. Oh. I'm not going to lie. Oh. I don't like to hear you chew.
No. Which is really hard.
I don't like to hear you chew.
I like to hear you chew.
I chew quietly, okay? I'm hyper aware of my chewing loudness, volume.
Oh, my heavens. Hey, guys. Okay. So I need to tell everyone in the world this. Okay. So during the Christmas season, Jonathan woke up.
Hold on.
Yes.
For those who are new to the podcast, Jonathan is Jessica's husband.
Yes. Jonathan is Jessica's husband. I mean, my husband, because I'm Jessica.
Hi. Wow.
So anyways, this is a long story, so I'm going to try to shorten it a little bit. So during the Christmas season, Jonathan woke up one night in a lot of pain. Ended up, long story short, for a while, he was having a lot of back pain. Ended up finding out on Christmas Eve when we were in the emergency room on Christmas Eve. And that is not where you want to be on Christmas Eve. I was just like praying, Lord. We went in around like, I think about 4 o'clock a.m.
That's not fun.
Mm-mm. And I was like, this is fixing to be Christmas. It is. This is going to happen. We're going to be in here all day long. But the Lord definitely just blessed that time. But what we did find out is that Jonathan had a kidney stone. Yay!
Yay!
So we prayed so hard that maybe that would be a gift, you know, that didn't keep on giving for the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you guys, it did. It kept giving. So what happened is he continued. Thank you, Jesus, for not giving him pain on Christmas Day. That was a beautiful thing. But what was it?
Praise the Lamb for pain medicine.
Praise the Lamb for ibuprofen 800. So what happened is on New Year's Eve, we are at church. I am in kids' church during the 9 o'clock service. And after service, I get a text and it says, hey, meet me in the bathroom hallway.
That doesn't sound sketchy at all.
I know. I was like, what are we fixing to do? So what I found out is right when I walked in that hallway, my husband jumped out of the bathroom and was like, I passed the stone.
So what you're telling me is what followed the birth of baby Jesus followed the birth of, did he give it a name?
I think it was
Stony.
Stony, yeah.
Stony,
yeah,
okay.
Named it Stony.
The birth of Stony the Stone.
Stony the Stone, you know. Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
So the great thing the funny thing is during the 9 o'clock service, he actually talked about it, and he actually was in pain during the 9 o'clock service and was feeling kind of weird and actually TMI, felt like he was going to pee all over himself. Like it was just a weird feeling, but literally right after service, he walked off stage and peed it out.
A totally different spill the tea episode had he actually wet himself at the pulpit.
I told him I wish that would have happened. That would have made my heart really happy. I mean, can y'all just imagine? I was like,
she's such a good wife.
I was like, that's going on the podcast. If you would have peed in your pants and you passing the stone.
Can y'all imagine like awaiting the birth of, which I'm sitting here thinking, well, that's kind of like pregnancy, but it's a little different. But like knowing that there's something in you that has to come out.
Yeah, I know.
But, I don't want to experience that because I have heard that that is like almost as painful or just as painful. Yeah. Maybe some people even say more painful than childbirth.
Oh, I've had women say it was more painful than childbirth. Mm. I think because they are drugged during childbirth, if they get the right medicines, you know, yeah, I was not say, everybody gets that. No. So I think a real live birth with no medicine, I'm guaranteeing that's still more, more hurtful.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, so we reign in the new year. With no stones. He was not stoned. My husband was not stoned going into the New Year's.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for all of that. So let me just tell you, he's drinking lemon water and no Cokes for probably the rest of his life. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. So anyways, that's what happened to me. I just thought I'd share that with the world. You're welcome.
We're so glad. We are so thankful that this is this week's stability.
Yes. You're welcome, everyone.
Until next time.
Drink lemon water.
Yes.
Toodaloos.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, friends. If you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.